Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. There goes Haas trying to get to home. Whatwood throws the ball into Tate, who tags Haas, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 3-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander moves to third. Wurstler moves to second. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dykes moves to third. Earnshaw moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Pickering catches it and steps on third to double up Dykes. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. We'll see more now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 6-4, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. Haas moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Haas scores. There goes McNair trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 9-4, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 4. the Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Stumpf now playing right field. Roy Johnson now playing center field. Hod Leesonby now pitching. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering strikes out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. McNair moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. McNair moves to third. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-4, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leesonby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 11-4, Athletics. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. It's 12-4, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball towards right field. Stump fields the ball and throws to home. Tate drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Tate. Fox scores. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 13-4, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Olsen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving now catching. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards second. Williams throws to second for one, and McNair throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Tate moves to second. One out. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby is 0-for-1 in the game. Leesonby hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-6, Athletics. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-3 in the game. Olsen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-1 in the game. Stumpf hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leesonby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simmons. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Simmons steals second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 14-6, Athletics. Oscar Roetger pinch runs for Jimmy Fox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Haas reaches second base with a double. Roetger moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roetger scores. 1 out. It's 15-6, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive towards first. Alexander catches it and throws to second to double up Haas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller now playing left field. Oscar Roetger now playing first base. Al Rice now playing shortstop. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 3 in the game. Pickering hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-7, Athletics. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rhine pinch hits for Hod Leesonby. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. John Michaels pinch runs for Hal Rhine. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Tate scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 15-8, Athletics. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 4 in the game. Olson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Roetger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 2 in the game. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 15, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.